This episode of Me Podcast is dedicated entirely into the Ukraine-Russia war. If you want to learn more about it, go find professional articles because I'm guaranteed to get information wrong and I know that will piss people off. So if I were you, I would go look at other articles made by professionals so that you know more about the situation going on. This episode of Me Podcast I have dedicated to the current crisis that's going on down in Ukraine. And I will be stating my political opinion about it, which I will not be putting up on my YouTube channel. I am going to tell my subscribers over there to check out this episode if they want my opinion on. But it is a serious crisis and I am not going to be joking around. So if you came here wanting to hear me joke around, then I just want to let you know that you're in the wrong place. But I recommend, like I said at the beginning of the episode, I would seriously recommend if you just go look at articles made by professionals and seek professional information. Because I know damn well I'm going to get information wrong in this video. So, let's talk about this crisis that's going on. Shall we? Now this is a major crisis that's going on, and I'm going to give a little bit of background information for those of you who have been avoiding talking about this, or even learning anything about the crisis, because you don't like wars. The reason why there's a lot of talk about Russia and Ukraine, Putin, Zelensky, I think I'm just going to call him Ukraine's president, because I am butchering that name 100%. The reason why there's so much talk about it, even to the point where this episode of my podcast exists, is because Putin has arranged a special military organization into Ukraine to try and invade a country that doesn't want to be invaded. Now this is a major crisis for several reasons. It breaks the Geneva Convention in so many ways that it's unbelievable, and Putin is just doing so much. Now, I do not think that Ukraine can hold on for that much longer, so they desperately need help right now, but I don't think they're gonna get it. Me and my friend have talked about this a little bit, and we both said how nothing was gonna happen. My friend even said that nothing was gonna happen. But this is a serious crisis, and it's really terrible to talk about. And I am definitely going to make someone think, whoa, what? So I first learned about this whole war going on one day while I was just casually scrolling through Reddit, looking at memes like any normal person does. Then suddenly I just saw something about a war in Ukraine. Russia has officially begun an invasion. And that's when it hit me. A war has broken out. So Putin, the president of Russia, or dictator, depends on who you look at it from, is doing this because Ukraine was once part of Russia in the form of the Soviet Union. And he's just trying to regain, I guess, Russia's full power again. I don't know why he does all this. I mean, Russia is big enough. And they probably have one of the biggest military arsenals in the world, so I don't see the point of this. Besides, he's doing this to avoid Ukraine joining NATO, despite the fact that invading Ukraine will just have a land that is part of NATO, or NATO, or however it's pronounced, right up its border. It just doesn't make that much sense what he's doing in reality, the more you think about it. That's really what I want to have an emphasis on, is the fact that this doesn't really make any sense. Like, yeah, he wants glory, but upon doing so, one of his biggest nightmares will be the countries that live exact right next to Russia now. Like, I think it's only a question of time before he eventually does something stupid like attack USA or Finland or Sweden or maybe even Denmark or maybe some other countries that live the live next door country he has his eyes on right now, and just full on attack them, leading to a major world war. Like, he has said that he, if he has to, he'll put USA in its place and take back Alaska. Even though doing that will initiate a major, well, even though doing that will put him in war against the biggest military arsenal in the world, USA's military force is probably the greatest military force of all, and has some of the most trained warriors, and has so many skilled people and warriors and warships, so many bombs and planes. Besides, that will also be attacking a country that is part of NATO, which is not a good idea, because that will be a downfall. Harder than I can ever imagine. But still, there's still a lot to talk about. But this crisis is really talked about currently, and you could probably watch the news. You could probably watch the news and then just enjoy and just have it casual and just get a better outlook than I do. But a lot of people from Ukraine and from Russia as well are running away from their home. Because the reason why Russians are running away is because of the ruble is losing its value. So what the United Nations decided to do instead of, you know, going to war with Russia, they decided to crash its economy. Putin's black belt was revoked, so he no longer has a black belt in karate, and I don't think he's getting it back. But it's still a lot to talk about. The Russian ruble has become so worthless that in-game that items from Team Fortress 2 have become more worth and has had more worth to it than the Russian ruble has currently. Like, their scrap metal in Team Fortress 2, which is worth way more than the Russian ruble. And Putin is refusing to, well, back down. All of this is just a catastrophic failure for everyone. The only Ukraine is getting invaded. So despite the fact that so many people showing support from me, they are not getting help. People want to help, but they can't because people refuse to help. The only person who's really done anything to try and stop the war is a group of hackers. Now, you've probably heard of them. These are anonymous. An anonymous group of hackers who are, well, anonymous and has declared cyber war on Putin and Russia. And this major, well, cyber war, they have shown major awful pictures, and Anonymous could easily shut down the nuclear weapons that Putin has. I just hope Anonymous does shut down the nuclear weapons, because then we don't have a risk of a major nuclear winter going on. But there's still no one who's doing anything about it. People are talking about the fact that people should intervene, but no, I don't think that's going to happen. I doubt that's going to happen. Now let's talk about Ukrainian refugees, because there are a couple of people nearby where I live, including the school where I go to. They are forced away from their own home country to live in a completely new area. It's almost tragic. Actually, it is super tragic. That is just a Netflix movie waiting to happen. But there's so much to talk about, and I don't want to go too deep into it. But my view on it is that it worries me, but even if it breaks into a major world war, I will not get drafted into the war. Why won't I get drafted into war? I have papers that my autism papers were. My mom got those to make sure I couldn't get drafted into war. So I am safe from it. But it's still. There's so much going on. There's so much to talk about that I could go on forever. I'm not joking. I could probably go on in forever now because of how much that's going on. It's frankly put surprising. But my opinion is that it's just why? Why do this? Putin is probably aware of what he's doing but refuses to back down. That's why I'm so confused. Because doing this will not make his situation better. Yeah, it will restore the US's yeah, it will restore him back to his full yeah, restore him back to the US Russia's former glory in the USSR, the Soviet Union, the comrade land, the source of so many memes. But, there's still just doesn't make sense. Because he's just doing this to avoid Ukraine becoming part of NATO or NATO. But upon doing so, he'll just be right next to a country already a part of that. This is just tragic. I could go on for a lot longer, but this is a major historic. But this is about. Now, this is not the most terrible thing that's happened in the span of. This is not the most terrible thing that has happened since the World War II. World War II is probably one of the worst things in human history, and the Cold War had the biggest nuclear disaster of all time, Chernobyl. But there's so much to talk about with this. And to be frank, I don't want to talk about this anymore. So I'm just gonna end this episode of me podcast right here. Just so you know, I will show as much support to Ukraine as I can. Though I don't think I can do that much anymore. This is the most I can do to help Ukraine. So to the people who are running away from Ukraine, I hope things get better for you. Thank you for listening to this episode of me podcast. I hope you have understood what's going on now. I hope you now understand my political opinion. And let's just hope that this gets resolved eventually.